Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, 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 happy new year to all of our listening audience all around the world out there tonight. What a happy new year it is. What a happy new year it really is. And I just want to thank all of you all out there for being so faithful and being a part of my show throughout 2014. So I want to thank you. You know, I wish I could thank each and every one of you all personally for that. But I just want to go ahead and just say, you know what, this is so awesome. It is so awesome for you to have tuned in with me for 2014, and I am so grateful for that. So thank you so, so very much. And I trust and pray and hope that you will continue to provide your support and as the years go on. So thank you so very much for that, and we're certainly looking forward to your staying with us throughout 2015. It's going to be a very good year. It should be very exciting, and I certainly hope and trust and pray that you all will, you know, make it as best you can. I want to just go ahead and say to you all, we do have a note of sadness that starts out with 2015. My co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake, that's been with me for a couple of years on the air, she will not be here with us tonight. Note of sadness, her mother passed away. So, you know, our prayers are certainly with her and her family members. She's traveling to, I believe it is South Carolina. Her mother passed away, and that's not easy when you lose a loved one at all, and especially when it comes to your mother. So I've been through that, and it's a very tough situation. So I ask that my listening audience around the world keep her in your prayers as she travels and make it through these trying times. So she's a very good person, and we certainly want to wish her and her family all the best and keep her in our prayers. All right, so once again, we're going to say Happy New Year to everyone. It's a thrill. It's just a thrill to be on the air, and we're going into now our sixth year. We're going now into our sixth year, and it's an exciting time. It really is. So get in early tonight. Get your calls. That is, if you want to speak to the host, simply press 1, and we will be glad to bring you into the studio, and you'll be able to give your thoughts. We're going to be getting to the story momentarily, so stay with us. I want you to know you can visit my website at drjessewalker.com and, you know, take a look at my services that we offer online. They're there. So once again, you can go to drjessewalker.com and visit my website. We provide life coaching services, financial coaching services, business coaching services, spiritual coaching services. I mean, there's a large number of things that we provide over the air. So you can certainly get in there and get what you need to get with the services that we're providing. All right, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. In about 1 minute, we're going to be going to the studio. We're giving our listening audience a chance to log in so that they can catch this show in its entirety tonight. And as always, speaking of that, you can listen to the show in its entirety, usually 20 minutes after the show has broadcast or aired on the program. So once again, you can certainly tune in often 20 minutes after the show has aired, and you'll be able to catch the show in its entirety. All right, so here we go. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. If you want to listen by way of internet, you simply go to drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com. You can listen to the show on the internet, or you can go to, you can call us, 347-857-1769, and you'll be able to tune in to the show right there as well. All right, we want to go ahead and thank you for that, and thank you for all that you all have done. All right, let's get right to tonight's story. All right, this one is going to be an exciting one. As we get right to tonight's story, let's see here. All right, our character in tonight's story is a single character, and her name happens to be Dena, D-E-N-A. That's our character in tonight's story, and her name, once again, is Dena. We're trying to pull her up here on the studio in the here. All right. Also, I just want to say, I want to give Miss Blake a commercial just before we go to the story. She is the author of Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement, and you can certainly go to her website. At you can send her an email. You can send her an email at fly, that's F-L-Y, 2011, fosteringleaders.com. So she'll be back. Hopefully she'll be back with us on next week, and she'll be able to give you more information about that. All right, here we go. We're set for tonight's story, Dena. Well, here we are again, or here I go again, so thought Dena. And she enters into a brand new year, setting everything from her New Year's resolutions to new goals. It has not been very easy for Dena over the past 8 years since she got married and divorced a second time, both within those short 8 years. Now, Dena is only 35 years of age with two teenage children that are not from either of her two marriages. She also has two children from her first marriage and no children from her second marriage. She is now a single mother of four children with minimal support, that is minimal support, from any of the children's fathers. As she greets people returning to work after a two-week vacation for the holidays, Dena is rather depressed because she's still having to deal with the multitude of issues, which include some of her issues. Now, these are not all of them, but these are just some. And you can only imagine some of the other stuff she's going through after you hear these. Number one, she's not making enough money working at a retail store to support her and her children. Number two, she's trying desperately to get some college education online. She's trying to do it online, which is also difficult for her to keep up with because she did not do well in middle or high school years, during her high school or middle school years. Number three, the relationships that she gets herself into just seem to be more depressing than anything, and she's afraid to be alone. So she kind of hangs in there from relationship to relationship. Number four, she sets goals which she has failed to really reach within the past 5 years. She's just not reaching her goals. And number five, she attends church regularly. That's a good thing with the children and all her fellow worshipers. They simply say to her that they're praying for her, but no one really extends any kind of help to her when they know she needs help. Number six, she spends countless nights praying and crying and cannot see any relief in sight. She does not have a clue on how to really make it New Year. You know, the questions that we start out with tonight, first question is there really much hope for Dena with four children and no formal education? Which, of course, this brings us to tonight's topic, how to really make it a happy New Year. And we've got our phone lines open up tonight, and if you want to be one of our callers, simply press 1 and we'll bring you into the studio. I mean, this is a sad situation for Dena, and we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to go to 954-226 first off, and so let's see who we have on the air with us.
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thanks for joining us. Rose, we're going to ask you, when it comes to Dena, is there really much hope for her with four children and no formal education?
Well, I feel really bad for Dina, but I feel like once where there's light, there's always hope. You know, don't ever give up hope, because when you do, then you might as well die. Now, Dina is having a really difficult time, you know, with four kids, a single mom, no formal education. But guess what? Dina is not the first person that has children and do not have a formal education. So she needs to start maybe counting her blessings. Because in all of that she's going through, I'm sure there's still blessings that she can count. You know, and maybe she needs to start looking on a positive side so that she won't become depressed. And then set goals that she can reach. And some that she might have to strive a little harder to reach, but at least if she set goals that she can reach, then, you know, she'll have some success, which will kind of motivate her to go on. I still think it's a good thing that she's going to church. She needs to hold on to that and keep praying. I would never tell her to stop praying. Maybe she probably just need to try to get herself out of the rut that she's in right now, financially maybe. She might have to take on a second job just to kind of make ends meet in order to see her way a little bit through, you know. I feel really bad for her. You know, there are so many people that are going, you know, through that situation. And I just want to know that there is hope. Don't give up the fight. Just try to set easier goals. You know, think positive, look at your life, count your blessings, see, you know, what you have accomplished. Because sometimes we measure accomplishment by these big things. But look at what you have accomplished so far. Four kids, that's a blessing in itself. Kids are blessings. You know, they might come to us sometimes that we don't want them, but they're a blessing. You know, so try to count your blessing and take it from there.
That's an interesting point that you make, Rose, and you say where there's, and I agree with what you're saying when you open up your opening statement, where there's light, there's hope. You mentioned count her blessings. I mean, you mentioned counting the blessings of four kids, and yes, of course, kids didn't ask to come here, and that is a blessing. I agree with you on there. But outside of that, I mean, how can she, she's already depressed. You say before she becomes further depressed, she's already depressed. I mean, what blessings can she possibly see outside of having her four children? I mean, she's not even making enough money. She's, and I mean, she's struggling. She spends countless nights praying. Even in her church that she's attending regularly, Rose, the people are just saying they're going to pray for her. Nobody's extending any kind of hand to her. I mean, can you think of three blessings outside of her children that Dina might say, you know, I'm grateful for? And I know life is one of those, of course.
Oh, it's such a sad situation, but you can always find blessings. Yes, life is one of those. You know, I've heard of a story that this gentleman was about to kill himself because he was having life so difficult. He had no money, he had no job, and he had one banana left, and he ate the banana. And he tossed the skin, and, you know, he decided he's just going to jump. And then when he looked, he saw someone came behind, picked up that banana skin that he tossed, and ate it. And he had to look back at himself and say, at least I had the banana. This is somebody who didn't even have a banana to eat. They ate the skin. So therefore, as much as he was down and felt like he had no hope, there was someone that's less fortunate than he was. You know, there's also the story that's told that of a man who needed shoes. You know, he didn't have any shoes. He was down. And what picked him up a little is when he saw this man that didn't even have feet. Okay? So there are tons of blessings that we can count, even when it seemed to us like there's no blessing. Dina, she has her kids. So she has companion. That's a blessing. She don't have to be all by herself. She has a job. It might not pay much, but that's another blessing. She can at least put some food on the table, even if she cannot pay all her bills. You know, she has a church family. You know, yes, they might not be helping her the way that she needs help, but she can call in the pastor for some counseling because she can't afford to go to counseling. She can call somebody when she's down and out and just need a talk. So there go three blessings right there, and Dina can find blessings. Now, I think she probably needs to reach out to their places that help people that are struggling, you know. Maybe she can reach out to one of those places where she can get some assistance, maybe financial assistance, you know, until she can pick herself up. If she cannot afford her rent and she need to just work and save some money until she can do better, this might be bad, or she might think of this bad, but go to one of those homeless shelters with her four kids for a while, you know. Live there for at least a six-month period where she's still working and saving to, you know, to kind of help herself, to kind of give herself a jump start. There are means to the end. It's not an end by living in a shelter for 4 to 6 months. It's just a means to an end. And then maybe after that she can save up some money where she can give herself a jump start. Get financial aid to do her online classes, whereas she don't have to pay, and she can get herself an associate degree and then move on to a bachelor's. You know, there are resources out there for her. She just has to tap into the right one.
I think that that is a mouthful, Rose, and we certainly do appreciate that. And, yeah, you know, I have to agree with you. I think you covered a lot of bases that even some of our callers tonight will more than likely reiterate on. And you know, and I think your opening statement that you made in the first time around was very good. You know, where there is life, there is hope. And so, you know, you can never give up. Just like you said, you can never give up, and you've got to just keep on trying, keep on trying. So we thank you for that, Rose, and we're anxious to stand by. Let's go to another call now. We're going to go to 980-245. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Welcome to the show, and who do we have on the air?
Hello, this is Ms. Nelson. Thank you for having me on the show.
Ms. Nelson, we appreciate you being on the show tonight. Ms. Nelson, I mean, I'm sure you've heard so many stories like that of Dina, you know, where, I mean, this woman is just going, I mean, how can she really make it a happy new year when she's depressed going into the new year? Even though her coworkers are saying happy new year, she's trying to force a smile, but really deep down inside she knows, I can't even pay the rent this week.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's unfortunate when you have someone that's dealing with depression. That's not an easy task to deal with. And Rose did sum it up. Basically, Rose touched on a lot of the majority of the subject. However, she does need to reach out and try to get some professional help. And it's always a good idea for anyone to even consider writing a journal, having a journal, writing down some of the issues that you're dealing with. Even through prayer, you know, keeping that on hand and being able to go back on it from time to time. A journal helps me to be able to go through things that I'm dealing with and to be able to handle one thing at a time, try to conquer one thing at a time. She is going to need a lot of people to reach out to, but the main thing I think is that she needs to stay in prayer and allow God to show her resources to try to help her to get through a lot of these things. God can direct you and redirect you to so many sources. You'd be surprised at the people that will come out of the woodworks that will be willing to help you. And Rose needs to also focus on her children, because eventually your children will wind up coming up in this situation if you don't try to get some help for all five of you, basically some counseling for all five of you, because they'll wind up coming up in that same pattern. And that's something you don't want the children to come up in. But, yeah, she truly needs to have prayer and get some help as far as resources is concerned and see what can happen from there. But there's a lot of issues going on there. But she needs to try to handle at least one at a time.
But you're saying get some counseling. And let me just ask you, Ms. Nelson here, and I heard Rose mention, you know, get the free counseling if the pastor will provide that. But two things here. One, if she can't really pay the rent, how could she possibly afford counseling, Ms. Nelson? I want to ask you. And then the second thing is, why aren't any of the church people really trying to extend a hand to her, you know, other than just saying, well, we're praying for you?
Well, you have to understand, church people are just that. They're church people. This, everyone that's going to church does not mean that they're of God. Everybody doesn't have the heart to be able to reach out to someone and help them out. So, you know, she could be paying for the church people as well. But it's sad to say it that way, but it's the truth. But there are other resources out there that she can, like, going, if she go to a homeless shelter or something, sometimes they have resources that can help you out with depression and sending you to the right people to try to get you some help. It's not always just the church that's going to be there for you. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Ms. Nelson, can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone cutting out. Yes,
oh,
I hear
okay.
you.
Okay, yes. So go ahead. Your last statement was what now?
I said it's not going to always be the church people that are going to be there for you. It's unfortunate, but sometimes you have to get help from other resources. She can go to the homeless shelter, let them know what her issues, her problems are, and perhaps they can send her to someone that can possibly help her. You have many resources out there. There's limited help out there to try to get people help these days.
But what about, Ms. Nelson, when people are not aware? Let me just reiterate what we're doing tonight for those of you all that are just joining us. Thank you for joining us. You're live on you're listening to the Dr. Jency Walker Show, 347-857-1769. Also, if tonight's character is Dina, D-E-N-A. Dina is a single mom of four children. She's been married twice within the last 8 years and twice married and twice divorced now. And she's working at a retail store where she's not really making enough money to make ends meet. She's depressed. It's a brand new year. And so she can't really the first two children are out of wedlock. The next two children are from her first marriage. She has none from the second marriage. And she's getting minimal support from any of the children's fathers. And, I mean, she's just depressed. She goes to church regularly. The people are just saying they're going to pray for her. She just doesn't know what to do. She spends countless nights praying and crying and sees no relief in sight. So this is what we're talking about tonight. And tonight's topic is, how do you really make it a happy new year? How do you really make it a happy new year, particularly, Ms. Nelson, when somebody like Dina is going through this? You know,
well, I've been in
Go ahead.
I've been in similar situations where I was depressed, you know, in a relationship, and I made up my mind that I was going to just give my heart to the Lord, get on my knees, and just allow. I had to have true faith in God and allow God to direct me and help me. God sent countless people to help me do some of the things that I needed. Sometimes, you know, when there's nothing out there, no one out there that's willing to reach out to you, you have to put your total trust in God. I know
okay.
You said she's been praying and praying, and she just keeps praying and crying and so forth, but you know what? You have to continue just let God just direct you. He will direct you eventually. All that praying, he has to hear you.
Okay, even Rose said earlier, she says, don't give up. But, I mean,
no, you can't give
up. You know, yeah, but then you get to a point where it's almost like you want to just give out. You want to give out. We want to hear from you all tonight. Press 1 if you have some thoughts. You may know someone like Dina, or you may have experienced that yourself, as Ms. Nelson is saying here. Or if you have some advice on how somebody can really make it a happy new year. And I don't see Dina as being a negative person. I just think the circumstances, maybe her some bad decisions perhaps she made in her life are now haunting her or have caught up with her. But whatever happened to a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, Ms. Nelson? I mean, you know, go ahead.
Well, the Bible also says faith without works is dead. So she would have, you know, even though she's depressed, something's got to give. She has children to take care of. She has to get out there and try to get some type of help. You have to make people sometime listen to you.
All right, well, what about she doesn't have a formal education? Does that have to be so important? I mean, she's working in a retail store, but she's not making enough money. Why is she trying why doesn't she just get a second or third job as opposed to trying to get a formal education? Huh?
That's too much when you have four children. You can't do that. unfortunately, you might have to just, once you get yourself together mentally and emotionally, you'll have to just try to go back to school and get you some education so you can better yourself.
But when you think, Ms. Nelson, that it might take years, even sometimes people take years, and I'm sure you know of people that it probably has taken them years to get themselves together. I mean, to just simply get themselves together, and sometimes they still haven't gotten it together after 20 years. They're still doing the same thing.
It's not something that's going to happen overnight, but you have to continue to strive and try, because aside from just yourself, thinking of yourself and what you're going through, you have to think about those four children. They still need some guidance. They still need someone to be strong for them. They still have to be taken care of. So you just have to do what you have to do to make ends meet, to make it. We all had to do that.
All right. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. All right, we're going to stand by. Ms. Nelson, we're going to ask you to stand by. Rose, we're going to ask you to stand by. And we're going to take another caller here, 917-399. 917-399, you're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us this evening? And welcome.
Hi, I'm Dr. Walker. This is Angela. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Angela. Thank you for joining us this evening. Help us make some sense out of this. I mean, here's a woman that's depressed already. Four children, minimal help from those fathers. I mean, what advice, if any, could you possibly give to her? And I've heard what Rose said. I've heard what Ms. Nelson has said, and I've even made some comments. But, I mean, nobody's trying to help this woman here. And Ms. Nelson has said, you know, there are countless resources out there. But if you don't know, how can you get to the resources?
Well, I actually think that she needs to start with herself and try to figure out what's her priority. And I listened to what some of your callers said. You know, you have to pray on things. I just think that even though I do believe in prayer, but you have to put some action behind what you got going on too. And you shouldn't be waiting on anybody to make a decision on or to come to save you, in other words. I mean, her going to church, talking to the church members, they're not helping. But how much time is she spending in church that people aren't helping her there? So I think she needs to prioritize what her needs are first. And a lot of people would say the resources is out there, but she has a job. Maybe she's making too much money to get those resources. A lot of us don't know where to start to look for the resources, even though they say the resources is out there. Then it depends on what state you live in, because what's available here for me in New York City may not be available to her in Georgia or in Mississippi. So it's like I feel as though people are who have the resources or know where to go to get the resources aren't the ones that's out here telling us where the resources are. It's a big secret. You have to figure out where to go to get it, or you have to go through so many people to figure out where the resources are. I technically think that she can work and go to school with four kids. I put myself through college, had to pay for college while raising three kids. So it's not hard. You can go to college on the internet now. So it doesn't require her to sit in the classroom. So if she can find time to be on Facebook, looking at TV, she can find time to go to college.
And, you know, in fact, Angela, we do appreciate that, because, in fact, she's trying to do college online, but she just seems to be so busy she can't keep up. And, I mean,
no one's that busy. I'm sorry.
That's an excuse.
No one's that busy when they have four kids and they need to put food on the table.
You know, and I agree with what Rosa said. I agree with what Ms. Nelson has said. And, you know, what in fact does need to happen is that she needs to continue. Find a way.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the situation? Let me go to Ms. Nelson just for a second. We're going to ask you to stand by, Angela. And, Ms. Nelson, let me ask you. I mean, she keeps getting into these relationships, and she's afraid to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
What should she do about that? And obviously the relationships aren't doing anything for her.
It's true. They're not. And she really needs to just take time for herself and assess the type of relationships that she's getting into, because, like you said, they're not working for her. And if she is so quick to make a decision to get into a relationship, then she seriously has a problem. That's another reason she needs therapy. I think when a person has gone through as much as she's gone through, she really needs to take time for just herself and her children to work on trying to get herself together and her children's lives together. There's
right.
no time for a man in her life right now.
All right. Well, stand by, Ms. Nelson. We're going to ask. Rose, let me switch over to you. Do you agree that maybe she just needs to not concentrate on a relationship and focus on her and her children?
Definitely. She don't have time for a relationship right now. She needs to get herself together. Her relationship is just going to be in the way, you know, so she needs to just forget about that for now. There'll be time. She'll have time for that later on. But right now, she needs to just get herself together.
Okay. I think you all are, a lot of you all are saying the exact same thing here. And you know, Ms. Angela, I like what you're saying is, you know, she needs to just keep on going. You said it's not going to be hard, but I probably would think it would be hard. Now, what may have been easy for you could don't necessarily mean it's going to be easy for that other person. But whatever it is, you got to know that, you know what, I got to do this. And I think Ms. Nelson said it earlier. You got to do it even if it's just you're not thinking about yourself, you're thinking about your children, because that becomes so important. And why, let me ask you, Angela, why that she may need to concentrate on her children as opposed to just concentrating on herself? Why is that so important?
Because a lot of times our kids is the reason why we push through everything we're going through, even when we're
right.
depressed. And I don't think that she's not going to have a hard time. Of course she's going to have a hard time. That's going to make her tougher. Now, what was she doing during that time that she don't have no time now to go get an education while she's working and raising four kids, but she was doing it in a relationship. And we all know that a relationship takes up time, too. So what's the difference?
Right, and that's a very good point. But, you know, Dina is not alone. There are countless people out there, whether it's men or women who, I mean, here it is. The story tells us that in her middle and high school years, she didn't even do any. She didn't do very well in those years. So now it's like
exactly.
whether she goofed off, played around, or just didn't take school seriously. Now, what makes you think, and Ms. Nelson, let me direct this one to you. What makes you think that she's going to take college even any more serious? She's having a difficult time. She's struggling with college, trying to get it, doing it online.
Well, if she really wants to better herself and she wants life to get better than what she's going through right now, she would want to go ahead and take college serious because that's probably the only thing that's going to really help her to try to better herself. And God gave us all survival skills. Sometimes we get lazy about it. We make wrong decisions and so forth. But right now, what she's going through, she needs to tap into those survival skills and she needs to go ahead and do better.
Okay, that certainly makes sense.
You're
listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. We're going to start taking some of the comments that have come into the studio momentarily. Let's see here. Now, producer telling me we'll go ahead and take the first comment. This male writes in. He says, people make bad decisions that ultimately have negative consequences and take a serious effect on. I think a starting point would be to make better decisions. Let me go with Angela. Let me ask you, do you think he's anywhere close to being on point? He thinks a starting point is to make better decisions. I mean, can't go back to the past where she didn't do so well in middle and high school, but, I mean, should she be making better decisions from this day forward?
Yes. Yes, I think she should be. The person who wrote this in is correct about that. Because if I'm a person who have resources and normally they do intake, and I see that she's wasted all this time, and now I'm the person supposed to give her resources, I'm not wasting no time giving her no resources. I'm going to move on to someone who's really needy and that's handling a business while they're needy. She had 8 years in the relationship. She didn't do anything. And now here it is, she's all alone, she's struggling. And why would she go straight to college? Normally, I would take some type of courses or start off with a trade school
mm-hmm.
before I go to college, knowing that I didn't do well in high school.
Uh-huh. And that's
so, yes,
an interesting point. That is better choices here, and that is an interesting point. So I think that he's on point here, too, by saying I think that a starting point would be to make better decisions. So let me ask you, Ms. Nelson, would one of those better decisions might be to maybe give up the relationship that she's in now that's not really advancing her or helping her to succeed?
Well, honey, if he ain't helping you, he sure don't need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she needs to give up that relationship.
As long as helping you say that, but it's not easy to. I mean, you know, this woman does not want to be alone, and she needs. I mean, Rose said earlier on there, she talked about she has her children as a blessing. That's companionship, but that's not the same. You know,
she's not alone when you have. When you have four children, you are definitely not alone. And I understand what you mean by being alone as an adult, because every adult mm-hmm. needs some type of companionship. There's nothing wrong with being able to go out and maybe see somebody every now and then, but right now your focus is not relationship. Your focus is trying to get your life in order, trying to make sure that your children have food on the table, a roof over their head, trying to make sure you better yourself, to try to make it better for you.
Well, I understand that. I absolutely understand that. I understand what Rose said earlier about her not trying to focus on a relationship. But this, I don't know if Rose, Angela, Ms. Nelson, you all understand, that woman does not, have you ever had a girlfriend or a guy friend that just cannot be alone? And they don't want to in that by themselves. And let's go to Rose real quick. I mean, Rose, you say this, but it's probably easier said than done.
Well, you know what? This is what I'm going to say. If she cannot do without having a relationship right now, maybe that's the reason why she's in the situation she is. You know, I'm not going to say that, okay? And that might sound mean, but she needs to not do what she has always done if she wants to get something different out of life. She needs to just take some time for her. She needs to actually find herself. She already has four kids. If she go out there now, she might end up with another one without a father. So she needs to look into all of that. So I totally agree that she needs to forget about relationship right now. Focus on her and her kids.
You know, Rose, I'm going to call you out there. You probably saying this. You probably have a husband and you, you know, Ms. Nelson, you probably have a husband. Angela, you probably have a husband. I mean, you all are saying this, but let me just ask you, come on, Rose, now. I mean, come on. Would you just be saying, what if you were in her situation?
Well, you know, I have been in her situation, okay? I was divorced with three kids, three girls. I did not try to find me another husband. I didn't have a formal education at the time. What did I do? I decided to go back to school as I work. Full-time, went to school full-time, and still had to take care of my three daughters, okay? 15 years before I went back into a relationship full-time. So, therefore, I know it can be done. I know that I could not focus on a relationship, do full-time work, full-time school, and take care of three girls. So, therefore, you have to put your priority in order. You have to know what you want, because right now what I realize, at the time at least, is that I have to sacrifice something if I need to get what I want to get later on. And
right.
That's what she needs to realize, is that right now she might have to do without a relationship. But in the long run, it's going to put her in a better place, and then she can get her relationship. But her kids right now come first. They have to live. She has to take care of them. Okay, so that's all I'm going to say. It took me 15 years before I decided to go back into a relationship and focus on that. And that, by that time, my kids were grown enough to even be on their own.
Well, you know, I hear what you all are saying. And Ms. Nelson, let's switch gears for a moment. Let's go over to you. I mean, here it is. This lady is just, I mean, you know, you all are saying this. But here the holidays just went by. You all were probably with your significant others. And here, Dina, I mean, why should she be alone? Let's go to you, Ms. Nelson. Why should she be alone? I heard everything that Rose said. But why should Dina be alone? I mean, she's getting something out of it. She may not be getting the financial means out of it, but she's getting somebody to hold her and whisper in her ears. Okay? So You know, so, I mean, she's getting some out of it. And Rose even said, even if she does get another baby, Rose, I mean, she was having a good time.
She needs to keep those legs closed.
I so agree with Rose. I do agree with Rose. And you know what? She, if she would just give herself a chance to come, snuggle up with God, she would never be alone and just focus on her children. She does need to give her life a break, herself a break from men, and she needs to give her body a break from men. Yeah, she really does.
Give her body a break.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. Four children, honey. That's a lot of work.
We're going to take some more of the comments. They're telling me we got to take some more of the comments that have come into the studio.
Okay.
I mean, it is so important. And I agree with you all. I certainly do. It's got to be, it's tough. But you know what? I like what Rose said earlier. You know, you got to sacrifice for what you want now. I mean, for what you want later, you got to make the sacrifices now to get to that point. So let's take some more of the comments. Angela, let's give you this other comment that is coming in. We have several comments. We're going to try to get to them. Oh, we've got about 17 minutes before we close the show out for tonight. This male writes in. He says, I think one thing you can do is to set goals and work towards them. To me, it's like anything else that you truly want. You have to make it happen or make it work for you. Now, Angela, let me ask you here. I mean, she set goals that she has not reached any of those goals in the past 5 years. So what could, I mean, how do you stay focused, you know, to go after that goal? How can you just stay focused when you got four children running around you, making all kinds of noise, getting in trouble, you got to check them in schools? You know, you're not making enough money. How can you possibly, I mean, this guy is saying set some goals. She hasn't reached her goals in 5 years. How is she going to stay focused to reach the goals now?
Well, it seems like she hasn't had any, set any, she haven't really gotten through any goals in the last 8 years prior to these 5 years of being alone.
Right.
So,
right.
I actually think that she can be in a relationship, but she has to stay focused on her and what she needs to do. And her goal should be, okay, I got to get through this no matter what, because if this doesn't work out in this relationship, I'm going to still have to fall back on me. My kids still rely on me. So once again, I'm going to say she needs to always put her kids first and think about how their life is going to be if she don't stay on track.
Uh-huh.
I don't think our relationship should have anything to do with it, but we do know that some women hook up with men who don't care about their lifestyle, or if they ever get a degree, or if they ever advance in life, period. So, yes, she needs to focus on that. I don't know how she's going to do it. This is a difficult one for me.
Okay. All right. Ms. Nelson, let me ask you, I mean, with everything going around you, she's not reaching it. It's just like Angela said, and she hasn't really reached goals in 8 years. I mean, what this guy is saying, you know, set goals. How can she possibly, I mean, she breaks her New Year's resolution. I mean, how can she do it?
Well, I can say if she is going to be in a relationship because she can't be alone, she needs to find someone that's going to be able to motivate her and be able to help her, try to help her through a lot of this and help her even with the children and so forth. It's going to kind of keep her focused and that it's looking out for her best interest. If she has no one that's going to do that, then, of course, she's going to be in the same rut that she's in right now.
Uh-huh. You know, and oftentimes when Ms. Blake is on the air, she says sometimes you got to give people the gift of goodbye. And I would certainly agree with that. It might, you know, if he's not providing some type of assistance, and I agree with you, Ms. Nelson, he's not being there to motivate her, to encourage her, to give her the support that she needs, even the financial support. I mean, obviously, it's probably for him just an intimacy thing. And Angela, I mean, how does a woman just stop cold? Do you know how a woman, I mean, if you were to tell her, you know, baby girl, look, Dina, just stop cold, you know, I mean, how would you tell her? How would you tell her that she may be able to listen to you?
That's a difficult thing right there to tell somebody, because at the end of the day, it's going to be her decision, and she has to stick to it. No matter what I say, she's going to have to still stick to it. I've had goals in my life I haven't accomplished, and I'm married and I have kids. But, you know, this is a question I can answer.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's go now to Ms. Nelson. Let me give you this one here. This this male writes in. Well, we'll go to this female. She says, I recall making New Year's resolutions last year only to realize that after 3 weeks I had given up on all the plans or the goals that I made. I think to really make it a good New Year, we need to simply change our attitude on how we deal with day-to-day challenges in life. And this is certainly what Dina needs to do. Change her attitude from day-to-day, how she's going to approach each task that comes along. What do you think about that, Ms. Nelson?
Well, this thing has nothing to do with New Year's resolutions. You can make New Year's resolutions all day long, all year long. However, if you don't set those goals for yourself and say, I'm going to do this, and you have to really make up your mind and your heart that you're going to do it, and I still say ask God to be your guide. Because if God is not in the equation, then you don't have a whole lot of chances. But I think once you do that, you can go ahead and you can accomplish those goals or whatever you set out to do.
Okay. All right, let me go. Angela, we're going to give you the next comment that's coming. We've got this comment. This female writes in, she says, how to really make it a happy New Year. She says, I've heard Dina's story, but I think for me, facing our daily giants or challenges in a positive way is one way I have chosen to overcome my own negative attitude. I have tried this for the past 3 weeks and find that it is working for me. The key here is, she says, is change your attitude to a more positive one. But the question becomes, she said, but I'm asking you now, Angela, how can she change that attitude to a more positive one when you got all of these circumstances and situations surrounding you? What can you do? I mean, I might say get you some help, like a life coach, someone, or a good close friend that's making some strides in their life, that's making something happen in their life. Hold on to somebody that you might want to model. Angela, what would you say to her about this comment?
I think that if she's not listening to herself and changing her ways, then no, what other people
Nobody
say is not going to work for her.
Nobody can help her.
Okay.
She has to help herself before someone else can help her.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We've got, let's see here, if we make that decision, that we call me. All right. We've got this last comment that we're going to take, and we'll go ahead and give this one to, let's see here. Well, we'll take two more comments. This first comment is coming from a female. She says, you know, in listening to tonight's topic on how to really make it a happy New Year, I think the way what people have to do is they have to write down how they want their lives to be throughout this year and then for the future by taking it one day at a time. Let me go to you, Ms. Nelson, and ask you that one. How important is that, what that person just said?
That's very important because I have done that, actually. I'm not into resolutions like, you know, that to each his own. But I've decided, you know, I associate myself with positive people to motivate me to do better. When you learn better, you do better. And I set my goals and I just start striving for them. I take them one at a time. Because when you try to do too much, sometimes you go back and you fail. And try to do them one at a time and just hopefully accomplish what, you know, the goal after goal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You're taking them one at a time with that positive attitude. Ms. Nelson, I think that's a very good one. That's a very good one. Angela, let me give you this one, Dean. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to do just a little summary here. I'm going to ask each one of you all before you go, how do you really make it a happy new year, you know, with everything else going around? But let's take this up on Angela. This is for you here. My girlfriend, this male, he writes in. He says, my girlfriend and I broke up last year, and I must say it was very painful. After about 3 months, I realized that you can't make someone love you back, so I felt I deserved better than that. I finally stopped calling her, and 2 months later, surprisingly, she contacted me and asked if we could give it another try. We have gotten back together with a discussion on changing the way we previously did things to avoid the same issues, and so far, it's working. When it comes to how to really make it a happy new year, do things differently to get better results. And Rose was talking about that. If you want different results, you got to do things differently. Angela, how close to being on point is he, you think?
Oh, yeah, he's on point. I think she may have needed some time to grow. And
okay.
I think he was on point about that. We all need room to grow. Some of us grow apart from each other. And and being apart sounds difficult, hard, but maybe you needed that space to grow.
Right.
Okay. All right. That sounds interesting. Now let me ask each one of you all that we've been dialoguing with tonight, let me ask each one of you all, and give me your honest opinions, and you can take about 30, 40 seconds if you need to. How, our topic tonight is, how do you really make it a happy new year? And I'm going to start with you, Ms. Nelson. How do you, I mean, don't even think about the story now, but how can you tell, if you were somebody's life coach out there, what would you tell them? This is how you really make it a happy new year. Happy. Now, we got that word, and we place emphasis on the word happy. What would you tell them, Ms. Nelson?
Well, what I've decided in my life, the only thing, only person can make me happy is God. And so getting closer to God, and I continue to move forth because he directs me. He loves me. I know that because even if the world doesn't love you, man doesn't love you, women don't love you, however it is, God loves you. And that's how I'm going forth.
Okay,
that's
so you're saying, and so you say you find happiness by having a close relationship
yes.
with God and asking
Absolutely.
Him to direct your steps every
yes.
day and all the time. Okay. All right, Rose,
every day.
Every day. All right, Rose, let's go to you. The topic tonight is how to really make it a happy new year. Rose, what could you possibly tell my listening audience that's listening from around the world? What could you really tell them how to make it really a happy new year?
First of all, I say count your blessings. You know, take a stock of your life. Count your blessings. See where God has brought you from. You know, look back on the old year, some of the struggles that you went through, and you made it through. So in this year, know that when you go through those struggles or when something comes up, just remember that God brought you through 2014, all the struggles you went through. Therefore, he will bring you through 2015 also. So don't sit and dwell on the past. Look forward
right.
to the future and count your blessings. Keep God in your life at all times and make sure that you spend time with him.
Okay. I mean, that was a very good one. Let's go to Angela now. I think we covered, Ms. Nelson, we went to you already. Let's go to Angela, right? Let's go to Angela.
Yes.
Angela, with emphasis on the word happy, how do what? You tell people, to, this is how you, here's the magic formula of how to have a happy new year?
Well, what I will say is you can only make yourself, you start with you.
You okay,
you
start with you,
start
okay?
With yourself. And then, I don't want to sound selfish, die times second, because, I mean, there's been plenty of times that I felt as though I was unhappy about my life, and even with prayer, I still was depressed. So, unlike some of these ladies are saying that prayer brought them through everything, I can't really say that for me. I believe that making it work, I have to get out here and do it myself. God helps me
okay.
with the tools to get out here to do it. But, I mean, you can pray all day, and you'll still be in your same situation. My thing, you have to bring yourself out of it. And that's all I have to say. That's
okay,
I don't have
all right. I think God gives you the strength to bring yourself out of it because he gives you that ability. All right, ladies, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go and take another call, even though we're at the last of our hour, 786-422. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have on the air this evening?
This is Frankie Flowers.
Frankie Flower. Thank you for joining us, Frankie Flower. Can you tell us, Frankie Flower, give us a synopsis in the next 30 to 40 seconds. Can you tell us how can a person really make it a happy new year? What advice would you give people to say that they can really have a happy new year? And we place emphasis on that word happy. Frankie Flower.
Okay, the reason that what will make a person make it a happy new year is to keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving. Focus and keep God at the head of your life.
Amen, bro.
Okay. All right. All right. Many have said that. Okay. You know, and I think that that's it in a nutshell. Keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving, and keep God as the focus in your life. I think that that becomes vitally important. And, you know, I like what everyone has presented this evening, and it's been so interesting because a lot of what we have to do turns around and it ends up with being, you know, keeping God as the focal point, you know, ahead of us. And I like what Angela said also. We, and many of the callers tonight have also said this, and I agree with them. You still have to do some of the work yourself. And I believe God gives us that ability to pick ourselves up and go out there and seek what that is, what that which we want, because we have so much free will. And we mentioned in tonight's story about Dina. You know, even though Dina's depressed and all of these crises, the situation is going on, and those of you all that didn't get a chance to listen to the tonight's broadcast, you can listen to this broadcast in its entirety 20 minutes after we're off the air. And it will play back for you. Just simply go to drjessewalker.com, and you'll be able to hear the entire show. We are close to doing 700 shows now. May will be 6 years for us, and we've done close to 700 shows, and I'm sure there's a show out there that will benefit you all. But keep in stock, keep in mind that, let me tell you, no matter what your circumstances, no matter what your situation is, I like what Ms. Nelson said earlier also. Keep a journal. You know, write where you are in your life versus where you would like to be, even if it's a year from now. And then just take measures, take it step by step and day by day to try to go after that which you want to change. And then when you are looking back, and like Rose said earlier, don't try to hold on to the past. Just know that God brought you through 2014. He brought you through 2013, 2012, 2011, 2010. And now look at 2015 as being, you know what, I'm going to do the best that I can in 2015, and then I'll leave the rest to God. I'm going to do the best that I can. I can't change the past. I can't change the past. She cannot change the past that Dina has four children, you know, and she's getting minimal support. She might be able to do something about that by taking, you know, going after these men financially. But she can make her life better. And Rose said it earlier, she may have to get a second job. Angela said it earlier, that, you know what, why would she jump straight to college instead of jumping into a trade or a field? That might be something that she needs to give consideration to. No matter what the situation is, you know, she's got to make a difference. Angela, give me your final thought. Give me a final thought, then we're going to ask Ms. Nelson for a final thought.
I don't have one. I just want to wish condolences to Ms. Blake, the host.
Yes.
She just
needs
to deal with herself.
Yes, yes, and hopefully she'll be back with us on next week. We did. Our prayers are with her. She lost her mother on yesterday, so she's traveling to South Carolina. Okay, Ms. Nelson, we're going to switch over to you. Give us a final thought. Do you have a final thought for our listening audience around the world?
Well, just that we just must strive to go forth and just know that, and I just want to say one thing to Angela. I understand. I respected everything you said, and I appreciate your honesty. I just wanted to encourage you to get into the Word of God. The Word of God speaks to us, and it truly helps us to be able to have faith in Him and that we can be able to put Him first. He is first and foremost. He should be first and foremost in our lives. But I just want to push everyone to read their Bibles every day and stay in prayer. The time we're living in, we don't have much longer in this world.
Okay.
That's
well, on that
thought.
Note, you all, I want to, on that note, we are clearly out of time. I want to say to my listening audience, please continue to follow us on drjessewalker.com. Send us out there on your social media. Let people know we're here every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, if you miss us on Tuesday, you can catch us for a spiritual, your half-hour inspirational program on Fridays at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's only a half-hour show. But join us, please. Tell your friends about us. We're out here, and we're trying to encourage you to, you know, just get it together in any way that we can. And let me just tell you this year, I want all of you all to look forward to 2015 and make it one day at a time, make it a happy new year. You create the happiness. And I like what Angela said earlier. Start with you. start with you. Create your happiness. Create your happiness. And if that means getting rid of negativity to enhance your happiness, by all means, please do so. On that note, we're out of time. Thank you all for joining us. We look forward to you all joining us this Friday from 7 to 7:30 for your Half Hour Inspiration program. Of course, if you bypass this Friday, please join us again next Tuesday. We got a show that you will not want to miss. Please join us next Tuesday. Put it on your calendar. Mark it on your notepad. Put it in your phone. But don't miss next Tuesday's show. It's a show that you will remember for the rest of your life. Until this Friday or until next Tuesday, I take my listening audience around the world. Good night, God bless, and thank you, God.